Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Lorraine Blum, Reverend Lorraine Blum, and today we have a show that was sort of encouraged, actually, by some current events that just happened recently, and you'll hear about that from Street Prophet John in just a few minutes, but I'm really upset about everything that happened. You know, I'm in a field where years ago we couldn't even mention God. We couldn't talk about religion. It was unheard of. It was considered fantasy. But in today's times, as you could see, it is really now time to stand up. It's time to speak up and stand up and not listen to any of that. You know, yes, your neighbors might be saying it's silly to talk about these subjects, but now is the time, if ever there was one, to start talking about it. They just recently put a pentagram with the devil right in the middle of it, right in Boca Raton, right by the park in Meisner. And it's big. It's a big round one, and it lights up at night. This is so that the children can see that when they see the other things like the Jewish symbols and the Catholic symbols. Now they can see that as well. Like they have a choice now, the children, what they can choose. It's getting very, very scary. It's bad enough they took prayers out of the schools, and they took it, you know, a person playing ball can't get up and pray. It's bad enough with that, okay, but now it's getting to a point where we're really in the midst of a Sodom and Gomorrah, okay, and we don't want that to happen. We don't want, you know, but anyway, let's talk to Street for John. Let's see what his view is on this, because he's going to be talking today on a war against the devil, and that's what we're in, whether we like it or not. We are in a war. Let me give you him now, and without any more further ado, here is Street Prophet John. He carries the cross throughout. He's been in Israel, he's been in New York, he's been in Manhattan, Times Square, Florida. He carries it everywhere, and he wants people to know. So without any further ado, here is Street Prophet John.
Hi, I hope someone's listening out there. This is Street Prophet John. I just want to tell you that we went yesterday with the pastor, Pastor Boykin. It's called Church of All Nations. Maybe around 40, 50 people. Channel 29 went there. And two trucks came, and I mean, it was a big event, and we took two crosses, and I have a cross, and I have another one also, and I gave one to another friend of mine, and we was walking with the pastor, and I want to tell you something. There is God, there is a devil, and the only thing he wants to do is kill, steal, and destroy. It says it in the Bible, and it says also that, you know, the devil's a liar, and you know, the first sin in heaven was Lucifer. That was the first sin ever in heaven. And God took Lucifer and the angels and threw them down on the earth. And I'll tell you, this is, God says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So this, we need to know about Jesus Christ. We need to know who we are. We can't just walk around the earth and not know where we're at, where we're going, and why we're here. You know, there's a devil out there, and he wants to kill, destroy. And I'm not here to talk about the devil too much. I want to talk about the goodness of God. I want to talk about his mercy, his love, his joy, his peace. You know, with God, you get mega benefits, mega. He gives you the best thing ever. He gives you peace. He gives you strength. He lets you carry on your life with your children and your family, and he encourages you. He gives you power. He gives you love. God is love. And I just came from Israel about 4 months ago, and we went on a pilgrimage. It was the beautifulest thing ever in my life. I don't even know how I got to go there, but by the Holy Spirit. It's not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. First of all, I want to pray a little bit. Heavenly Father, I give you glory, I give you praise, I give you honor. Lord, it's impossible to do anything without the Holy Spirit. You know, we think we could do stuff without you, Lord. You know, in our flesh, we can do stuff. But I'm talking spiritual things. I'm talking things that are blessed. I'm talking things that are great. I'm talking things that I love, that we could go help each other. Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, come and touch me and touch my voice and help me, Father God, that one person could hear this message and say, you know what, this guy sounds real. And I pray, Father God, that you touch that one person to receive Jesus Christ. Say these words after me. Say, Jesus, forgive me. Come in my heart. I believe that you died for me and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Please come in my heart. Save me. Change my ways, Father God. I believe that you died 2,000 years ago, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come in my heart so I could be born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. If you said these words, believe me, Jesus Christ can come in. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to come in. But he's not going to come in without you confessing. There's something about confessing and asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Let me tell you something. About 35 years ago, I was in California, Beverly Hills, and I was doing drugs. I was doing pills. I was drinking. My sister died in a car accident. I had several car accidents. I don't know how. Nothing happened to me with the accidents. I mean, the whole car was destroyed and not one scratch on me. And I still drank. I still partied. I still got arrested. My father would tell me, you know, John, don't go out tonight. Your wife's going to leave you. Oh, Dad, come on, stop. You're putting the face on me. No, son, don't go out tonight. I'm telling you. Something's going to happen. Oh, I got arrested. Son, don't go out tonight. They're going to cut the top of the car, the convertible, and they're going to steal it. Little behold, that's what happened, exactly. So I just kept doing what I wanted. I would tell my dad, Dad, please, you're a witch. Please don't say those things to me. Little did I know that my dad was trying to protect me. But you know what? God protected me, even though I didn't accept him. Because God knew that he had a plan for me, a perfect plan. And that day that a man came to my house and told me about Jesus Christ, 1977. And when he came in the house and he told me about Jesus Christ, he told me, God is like the wind. You see the wind move and it moves the trees. You see the wind, you can't see it. That's the way the Holy Spirit is. You can't see the Holy Spirit, but you could feel the Holy Spirit. You could see it in the earth and the trees and the sky. You just could feel it. So I said, yes, I do believe that Jesus died for me. And I accept him as my Lord and Savior. That night, the Holy Spirit came on me like fire. I got touched with the Holy Spirit. I didn't sleep all night because I felt different. I went outside for a walk alone. I looked it up and I could see this. I could see the stars. I could see the trees. Everything was totally different. It was amazing. And it was totally a spiritual event. It was like an out-of-body. That's what happened. But anyways, the next day I got up and I went to the girl she was selling pot for me. I had 3 pounds of pot, drugs, pills, whatever it was there. I said, listen, do me a favor. I just came to tell you, the little money that's over there, a couple thousand dollars, give me my money. You could keep everything. I don't do this anymore. I'm born again. I came out of my mouth. I'm born again. And she went crazy. She couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe it. But I went for 5 years straight preaching the gospel, worshiping the Lord. I didn't know about worshiping the Lord. And I started worshiping. And he changed my whole being. Today, it's been 35 years. I went to AA for 20 years telling people about Jesus. And, you know, and AA is a 12-step program. And, you know, a guy once in a while would get upset at me and say, hey, wait a minute. You're not supposed to talk about Jesus in here. This is a God, a higher power. You can't talk like that. But always one or two guys will come to me and say, you know what? I want what you got. Could you help me? Can I get your phone number? And that went on for many years. And, you know, I'm not bragging about who I am. I'm bragging about Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And, we went yesterday with the pastor, and there was a pentagram there. It was about 4 feet long, 4 feet wide, okay, and it was on a pedestal with the devil in the middle, and there was, you know, the whatever that is, that star they have, that pentagram star, and it was black, okay, and there was two lights shining on it. And next to it, there was another a big board saying stuff about God. Then next to that, was a, you know, where Jesus was born. Nativity was there. You know, Jesus, the saints, and the, you know, the Lamb. And it was really nice, right? But pastor got so upset. the Channel 7 news came. And, you know, the two news girls that came to do the radio, you know, TV station, I went to the truck and I says, girls, do you mind if I pray for you? Do you mind? Say these words to me. So they started praying. I started praying for them. And after that, I prayed for them. I says, girls, say these words. Say, Jesus, come in my heart. They accepted Jesus Christ. God touched them. And while I was walking with the cross, I walked the cross about 10, 12 blocks. It felt like about 20 blocks. And, you know, as I was walking, the whole crowd, I lost some of the crowd and I was alone. And I started praying for people. There was some workers on the street. They accepted Jesus Christ, another woman, and then another man. And by the time I got to them, they were doing all that. And you know what? The devil is so alive. And you know what? The world is getting worse and worse and worse. And I got to tell you something. Not one person said something out of the way of me walking across. People are hungry for the word. People are excited with the cross. And I went for New Year's, for Christmas about, just last year for Christmas. And I was walking before Christmas, the day before Christmas, on Atlantic Avenue, you know, the beach. And a guy says, hey, because I was telling him about the cross, that I walk with the cross. He says, listen, why don't you come tomorrow night? And you could walk with the cross tomorrow night. It's a Christmas parade. I says, wow, that's a great idea. So I went with the cross, and now I'm in the parade. There's floats, there's Santa Claus. I mean, there's everything there. There's saints there. There's everybody walking. It was beautiful. People are cheering me on with the cross. People are clapping, not just for me, but for the whole thing. It was beautiful. I walked about four blocks, and when I got to the railroad tracks, there was two cops there. And the cops came up to me and told me, you got to get off of here. The governor or the mayor, I forgot what they said. You can't do this. You're not in this parade. So why would a governor or mayor, if he's a holy man or a godly man, will tell somebody for me not to do that with the cross? Then that means that he's evil. That doesn't mean because he's godly. But leave a pen that thing in Boca. That's okay to leave that. You know, you see all the trouble going on in the world, the evilness, the storms, the weather. The kids today are watching all that junk with the computers and the phones. And listen, God is coming soon. I want to tell you that. God is coming soon. And he's coming in our time. It might be my generation, but I'll tell you, my grandchildren, it's probably my grandchildren's. But you know what? I don't know when he's coming. But I tell you, I feel his presence every day. I get up in the morning, and I feel his presence. It's the beautifulest thing in the world. The beautifulest thing in the world, to feel God's presence. And to know that you're doing a good thing for somebody. You're helping a soul or helping a person that's taking drugs on the street. How many people, I don't know who I talk to, but on the street with drugs or a prostitute or a woman that doesn't even know nothing about God, nothing. And you tell her and she listens. And the Holy Spirit comes and touches her. Not me. Moses went to the mountain, and God spoke to him, and then he came down. He told him, listen, how am I going to do this? I don't know how to do this. How am I going to go speak? I'm a simple man. He says, listen, you go, and I'll do the rest. You just go, and I'll speak. The Holy Spirit will speak through you. Because I am with you. I'll never leave you alone. I will never, ever leave you alone. I will always be with you. And when we went to Israel, we went to the Mount of Olives, and I put my face on the floor, and I started worshiping on the floor and praising God because it was so beautiful. I mean, it was amazing. It was very windy that day, but the sun was out, and it was just like a rushing wind coming. And suddenly I get up, like it says in Acts 2, suddenly the anointing of the Holy Spirit came, and I get up and I see there's about 30 Chinese Oriental people there worshiping with me, and I started speaking in tongues. I started speaking the Holy Spirit, and the whole place was speaking in tongues. I have it on video. I am making a video, a documentary about me walking with the cross all these years, and my girlfriend Lorraine, she's a writer, and she's going to help me do a movie. We're trying to do a movie about the coming of Jesus Christ. It's called, what's the name of it, Lorraine? Huh? Behold, Behold. That's the name of it, Behold. But anyways, I'm excited. You can hear it in my voice. I'm excited because, you know, when you get the presence of God, you're excited. You're happy. See, the word happy is not the word happy. You're blessed. You're blessed. And, you know, we're doing war against the devil. We are fighting war against the devil. You know, everywhere I went in Israel, it was such a blessing. Everywhere I went was a blessing. In the plane was a blessing. Going in on the plane was a blessing. People getting saved. Because you just do it with love. Excuse me. Hi, my name is John. You look beautiful. Or just say something nice to them. First you gotta, you know, attract them to you, and then you'll get them. You can't just say Jesus loves you and you walk to hell. I used to preach on the streets with some people, and they would do that. They just don't know how. Gotta do it with love. God is love. We know you gotta do it. You know what? When you have the anointing, when you have the Holy Spirit will teach you how to do it. The Holy Spirit is the one that does everything. I am nothing without the Holy Spirit. I am nothing. When I get up in the morning, I say, Lord God, it is not me, Lord, it is you. You are the master. You are the leader of my life. Without you, it's impossible to do anything. I give you the glory. I give you the praise. You are the one, Lord God, not me. And I want to tell you something. I've been doing this since about 30 years, and I want to thank the Lord for his grace, for his love, his power, and I pray that whoever's listening to this, I pray that you call me. If you want to call me, my phone number is 561-506-1681. Lorraine, how could they get us Lorraine, how did they get us? On my Street Prophet John, J-O-N, Street Prophet John, or StreetProphetJohn.com. Either one, on my number, 561-506-1681. Anyways, God bless you guys. I pray that I wish someone's listening to this. I'm going to give you back to Reverend Rain, and she's going to preach a little bit. God bless you guys.
You know, the thing that really, when I saw that pentagram, I started thinking back, you know, in my life, and what did I know about that, and, you know, when did I know about it? Well, in my life, I was lucky, okay? I was one of the, I guess, blessed, you'd say, because I was always a believer. You know, parents were atheists, and I didn't know that. I was going to church with my girlfriend Jamie, thinking the whole world was Catholic. So when I went back home to tell them I wanted to marry God, that I loved him with all my heart and I really wanted to marry him, my mother said, we're not that religion. You know, we weren't. My mother was one religion, my father was another. And I just couldn't get it. I said, how's that possible? There's only one God. So after that, I really became very interested in theology. I was always interested in philosophy, psychology. I was interested in all theologies. So I started studying it. I ended up in this school, that school. I studied with this one, that one. I had mentors. I went to the new seminary in New York for 3 years studying it. And I always loved the Bible. It was great stories. Some of them seemed a little strange, you know, not really completely true and symbolic in nature. And I would ask my mentors. One time I had a mentor that was a Hasidic rabbi. His name was Rabbi Gelberman. He's since passed. Actually, he died when he was 98 from pneumonia. The man would have been alive for 150 years, I think. More energy than anyone I know. Still doing all the things that a rabbi does. But anyway, but I had many, many mentors. You know, I had a Buddhist mentor at one time, and I was, you know, looking into that to see why, you know, what, you know, because even in Buddhism, there's four noble truths, and it leads you to the right path. But it just sort of loses the mark in some ways, and I think God is really the way. And I tell you this not from my reading the Bible or any of those things. It's from my heart. It's really from my heart. I can't deny that. You know, I was in a field, I'm a social worker, I was in a field like that where we couldn't even mention God because at that time it was not considered scientific, which is kind of funny because now it's more scientific than ever. The funny part is they kept trying to disprove it. Everybody was always trying to disprove. They had a group of psychologists that tried to disprove prayer. I don't know if you heard about that, but they tried to disprove prayer. And they set out to do that. They did all kinds of experiments. They had the book half written. And in the end, the experiments just kept proving over and over again that prayer really does work, even if the person doesn't know they're being prayed for, even if the person praying doesn't know that person, is just using their name. And they proved this over and over to the point where, as scientists, they had to rewrite the book. And you could find that out there. It's about that prayer. I think it's called Prayer Works. I'm not sure what the name of it is. But there's many research. And there's a lot of research in that area that you could find if you're interested in looking. And that's not to say, I don't think they would, you know, all of them would agree that that means there's God. You know, but God does exist. He's pure love. You know, when I was a baby, I always knew God. That's what I was saying. I was just one of these people. I was lucky. I had blind faith, they call it. And he was always with me, always with me. There was an angel guiding me. I mean, if there wasn't, I wouldn't be here talking to you, to tell you the truth, because my life was saved many times. I grew up in the South Bronx. They did a movie about it called Fort Apache. And my friends died. Really, a lot of my best friend died. You know, the one that I used to go to church with every Sunday. All of them died. Her brother died. It was like a war zone. You know, we would be shot at. We had to duck. You know, when the nighters came, we had to talk away to being killed. I mean, it was really like that. Her husband couldn't talk his way out of my girlfriend, one of my best friends that I still have. Her husband couldn't talk his way out of. He got stabbed to death. He was so young. You know, so it was really that scary. And my angel from God, or God maybe himself, I don't know, but I kept getting, okay, get out of here now. You know, I kept getting these feelings, and it would always be right at the right time. Duck, you know, jump, you know. It was amazing. I'm serious. I mean, these things really happened. Even when I was an adult, I was coming home late one day, and I stopped at a stop sign, and a guy pulled over and flashed a badge at me, told me to, you know, move over. And, you know, I would, you know, normally. And then it was like, no, put your foot on the gas. Don't take it off till you get home. And sure enough, he didn't follow me, so he wasn't a cop. He was somebody that was out to get me in some way or another, and it looked kind of scary. In fact, I think about a month later, it was three, four days later. It wasn't that much later. They found somebody dead on the highway. A few people, I think. Anyway, and they didn't know why they opened their doors. I would think that is the reason, but I was like in shock during that time, you know, that it was so close. Growing up like that was horrible. But without God, I can't even imagine it. You know, I just can't imagine people growing up without that. I mean, if you know, having it, you know, you have a friend that loves you so much, loves you more than anybody, even your own relatives, you know, knows you better than anybody knows you, knows every hair in your head, knew you before you were born. But you know, I was always sure, but I had a near-death experience with my first heart attack. I had two heart attacks in my first heart attack, and I was being, you know, driven to the hospital in an ambulance, and they were carrying on how bad it was. I think as women, you know, we don't really worry about things like that. You know, we don't look at it as serious as, say, a man would. We don't even have pain the same way they do. So on the way to the hospital, when I realized it was serious, I started praying to God not to take me. You know, I love it here. I have a son. I can't leave. But the minute I get there, and I'm talking the second I got there, there was no question in my mind that this was home. This was my only home, and I wanted to stay. I felt so secure. I felt so loved. There's no real words on earth that can describe what heaven was like. It was just amazing. And if I wasn't sure before, and I was, but if I wasn't, I certainly was then. So it's really, really important to understand that we were created by someone that loved us so much. Imagine a mother with her child. And it's even more than that. He sent his son down because we were doing so many things wrong. We just couldn't get it together. Instead of scratching the experiment, his son even said, let me talk to them. It didn't work. He came down. He tried. But he's coming again. He's coming again because that's how much you're loved. Isn't that amazing when you think about it? You didn't even do anything to be that much loved, you know? And yet he loves you more than anything in the world. It's like having a beautiful puppy that you're absolutely crazy about. You know, well, it's more than that with us. You know, he loves us even more than that. It's amazing. And so he's coming back down to get us again. But if we're still going to be doing these crazy things, if we're going to be praying to statues or putting up pentagrams and things, do you really think that he's going to think that this is any, what is it worth saving if we're killing each other and we're doing these kind of crazy things when he gave us so much? How can we not be grateful? And this, you know, this is repeated throughout the Bible. You see this over and over again. I mean, you know, Moses goes through a Red Sea. He parts the sea. He gets everybody to the other side. And then after about 20, 30 days, they're not eating with the, you know, the meals. They get all upset again. And, oh, God forgot us. It's so fast that we forget as human beings what he's done for us. You know, it's like if we're tested, we fail every time. So what I'm saying now is let's not fail again. Let's really help our children and not put up pentagrams, not take prayers out of school. Instead, we should encourage them to pray. We know now that it works, and this is scientific. This is not even coming from a philosophical viewpoint or a theological viewpoint. We're talking about reality. This is reality. It's proven reality, and it's scientific. Prayer definitely works, okay? And God is there. I mean, I think he's proven himself over and over again. The miracles alone talk for themselves. I mean, look at Louise Hay. You know, Louise Hay was I believe she was a nurse, and she was told, that's it, terminal, you're out. Get yourself together. You got 6 months to go. She went to every doctor in the world, and they showed her on the x-ray. There's no way you're going to live. And she did live. She prayed. She affirmed. She, you know, today she's doing all kinds of things with speaking to people that have those kind of problems. So let them know that there are miracles. There are always miracles. In fact, I wrote a book about that. About how I made millions of dollars from nothing. I don't have it now because I trusted somebody with the money. I'm too trusting. But I made it, and I had it for a good 10 years. And if you're interested in how to do it, it's Make Miracles and Millions Now by Lorraine Blum. It's out there, and it tells you exactly how I did it. And most of it was spiritual. You know what? It's easy to do things like that. That's why we don't get it. We think it has to be complicated. But with God, it's not complicated. It's easy. It's pure love. He put everything we need out here, everything. Even the medicines that make us better are in the plants and in the soil and in the trees and in oils. He put everything out there that we need. All we have to do is trust him, believe it, have faith, and it'll be there. It's that simple. That's what the problem is. It's too simple. I'm going to say goodbye to you now, and then I'm going to have Street Prophet John say his last words to you. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'd love to hear from you again. The book is called Make Miracles and Millions Now. If you want to get it, it's out there online. Lorraine Blum, it will be under Lorraine Blum, B as in boy, L-U-M, like plum with a B. Okay, and my number is 561-866-9041. Now, let's Street Prophet John say goodnight.
Praise the Lord. I pray in Jesus' name that God touches anyone that listens to this radio station in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. Lord God, come, Father God, and touch the people that are listening to this, Lord Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise, Father God. Lord, you are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. You are the first. You are the last, Father God. You are the Lord that loves, Lord God. You created love, Father God. Lord God, we just thank you for everything you give us and everything you take away. Take away more, Father God, so we could see your love, we could see your grace, we could see your goodness. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that this radio station gets touched by the Holy Spirit, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to help each other. God gave us two commandments. Love God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. In the name of the Father, so God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish. Lorraine was trying to talk to me. Anyways, then we have a great movie, and I got a great documentary. If anybody wants to help me and are listening to this radio station, please help me, because I just started to do a ministry on the radio and TV. Well, I'm working on TV, so I'm trying. So I know God wants to give me help in Jesus' name. Bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. 561-506-1681. Street Prophet John, signing off.
Well, it seems like we have more time than we had. I don't know, my watch is saying one thing. And I guess it's saying no, but we are leaving now, and it'll be ending soon. So I'm going to give you our numbers again. There were a few calls. I'm sorry I didn't get your calls. There's something wrong right now with the phones that way, but I'll give you they asked for the numbers. I'll give them again. My number is 561-866-9041. You can get Street Prophet through me as well, but his number is 561-506. 1681. Have a great week, okay, especially this holiday season. Bye. I'll see you next time. Bye.